$1 million that he has already paid out to settle previous lawsuits against Decorus. The Broadway League, a trade organization of theater owners and producers, gathered in Times Square today to tout Broadway's return. After going dark for 18 months because of COVID, The Great White Way is set to light up again in September. Here's reporter Jeff London.
It was part press conference, part pep rally. As one of the architects of a bill to help shuttered performance venues, Senator Chuck Schumer was on hand to proclaim,
"When Broadway comes back, New York comes back."
Schumer says productions can take immediate advantage of the $16 billion earmarked to help get Broadway back to work. Before COVID, it contributed close to $15 billion to New York's economy, from theaters to restaurants to hotels.
"This is about our jobs and our economy, as well as our culture. Broadway's impact is huge."
19 shows are currently selling tickets, and 40 are projected for the upcoming season. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
Oil, despite having a down week, managed to pick up some pricing at week's end. Crude oil futures up $1.64 a barrel to $63.58 a barrel. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Subaru, with the 2021 Subaru Forester, featuring standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and safety technology. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. Learn more at Subaru.com.